Okay, welcome. Welcome to Immunize Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is October 29th, 2022, and I'm your host, Ingrid Castle. I am the director of Vaccination Liberation, which is a national grassroots association dedicated to providing information on injections of all kinds that is clearly being censored today like never before, so that we can make the only informed choice, which is absolutely avoidance and refusal of all injections that are coming from the hands of pharmaceutical companies in marriage with our government. Our websites are vaccinetruth.com, vaccinetruth.net, and that's where our exemption pages are located. It's a mirror that, and they're all, it's all on our main website, which is vaclib.org. That's VACLIB, short for Vaccination Liberation.org. And my business website is humbleweed.net. And that's where I sell specific high-quality products to help people recover their health in this day and age of vaccines and chemicals and microwave radiation. So that's why I really called the show Immunize Wisely, because I want people to, you know how important it is to actually take care of their health. I think people are always astounded when I say, yep, I won't do Medicare, Medicaid, no health insurance. It's not an option for me. It's more important to learn how your body works, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit today because it explains a little bit why the Itera Care device is helping so many people, and it all goes down to the mitochondria that, you know, when I had Randy Leon and his book, The Mitochondriac Manifesto, How Nature Nurtures the Body and Technology Torments It. And that's really what we're dealing with now, people being sick from not being in the sunlight enough, not being outside, not eating foods fresh, from harvest to mouth, that kind of thing, just the grazers of the world certainly have one up on us, because they still have the energy of the plant intact, and that light is what our cells need, actually. The light from the sunlight transferred to the plants and then transferred into our mitochondria. So it's very fascinating. Everything runs on electrons, and we tend to have the opposite, not enough electrons. And that also ties into the acid-alkaline balance. You know, who would have thought that when you have a shortage of electrons, you're going to also go into the acidic side. And this is what gives people, the environment for cancer cells to proliferate. That when you don't have enough electrons circulating, that's life-giving. And that comes from, specific frequencies and light getting to your cells, as well as being exposed to the spectrum of infrared and ultraviolet light. And this is it's all in balance perfectly in nature. There were no mistakes when God created us, for sure. So anyway, I really like the chat room feature of the show, and I want everyone to take advantage of that, because when the show's over, I do post links in there. I posted quite a bit this afternoon, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on that. But there are some news items, of course, that come up. But I want to thank Mer Bailey for creating our chat room. It's Immunize Wisely. That's Wisely with a Z. .chatango.com. So I'm hoping that everyone that listens to the show donates at least $5 or $10 a month. You can always mail a check. It's on the website. You can call them up anytime, at the call-in number, even if you need an address. If you are listening to this and you don't have access to the internet, it's very important to support this network, because it's one of the last few free radio networks. But what's really awesome about it is that we actually have a board operator and someone that will take calls. And there's a lot of other radio stations that aren't set up that way because it actually costs a lot of money to maintain RBN. I don't think people realize the amount of money it takes, which is why it's great when we do get advertisers. It's great when we do have benefactors. So, but at this point, we're counting on all of you to buy products such as hemp paste, you know, from RBN, rbnhemppaste.com. And there's actually a lot of other products that you can buy by just going to republicbroadcasting.org. So I hope that you are, you know, a regular supporter of this network. And always check out the news feed. The news feed has great articles. It keeps you up to date. You know, there's a few that they miss every now and then, but a lot of times it's like, wow, for me, I'm looking at it and it's like, oh, they already posted that, you know, last week or something. So anyway, but I'm posting some additional stuff that's come across my desk just because, you know, as you know, involved in the vaccination liberation movement, you know, we're all about figuring out what this whole bioweapon is composed of. And there's new stuff coming out all the time. For instance, Dr. Robert Young, he's been talking to Dr. Ariana Love. They did a whole thing, transfection to transhumanism. And he says that you know, genetically modified parasites are actually the messenger RNA vector for this transfection going on that's leading to, you know, this assembly going on in our body. It's really creepy, but he's looked at lots of blood of both unvaxxed and vaxxed. We're talking just, when I say unvaxxed, I'm talking about this particular bioweapon, which to me is built upon all the other vaccines that are still circulating in your system, you know. But anyway, so he's showing how the blood is really pretty identical, that we're all being affected and what you can do. And they, you know, there's all kinds of anti-parasite medication, even regular pharmaceutical drugs like fendenzabol. I think that's what it's called, fendenzabol. But anyhow, it's a common anti-parasitic medication and has been having great promise in treating cancer. So, yeah, they say that actually most cancers have parasites at the root of it. And it goes back to also the whole electron thing that we are not we're not alkaline enough, we're not getting enough oxygenation at the cells, not the right frequencies, not the right sunlight. You know, if someone is diagnosed with melanoma, what do they tell you? You know, you've got to do sunscreen and stay out of the sunlight. That is the opposite of the truth. And, you know, I know we had Brian Thomas on before, and he was all about that you get up in the morning, you greet the sun, you spend as much time outside and grounding to the earth in non-rubberized sole shoes. If you have to wear shoes, wear leather soles. And, of course, that's very difficult to do, especially when you're living in a colder climate. But I think it's important. So, you know, I do love this Itera Care device because it is actually restoring the communication, you know, and stimulating the production of ATP in the cells. Yeah, that is the ATP. Yeah, they call it adenosine triphosphate, but they, you know, we all call it ATP, and it's the molecule that carries energy within the cells, and it's basically the main energy currency of the cell. And so it's the signaling molecule also used for cell communication. So if your mitochondria aren't functioning, it's not getting that ATP signaling going on between cells. And that's really what happens with cancer, is the signaling is totally skewed and it's constantly just pumping out these aberrant cells instead of, you know, putting the the kill cell on it. That's what redox means, by the way, is reduction and oxidation. So RED is reduction, OX is oxidation. And in the cells, there's actually a balance of reduction and oxidation. So you don't want to just think that you have to do antioxidants. That's not, you know, a big thing, you know, something that you want to do just one thing, because that's so in his book, it's very, very interesting how he talks, you know, that we go from the deficiency additive paradigm, you know. At first, people that don't know anything, they think we have a deficiency of drugs and an excess of organs, right? I mean, that's what the medical profession does. You know, you have a problem with an organ, just rip it out and get you on drugs. So we don't have a deficiency in drugs, and we don't always have a deficiency in nutrients. A lot of times we do have a deficiency in nutrients that our body's assimilating. So people start throwing in all these pills. And, you know, it was Rudolf Steiner that said that is so counterproductive, taking things in capsule and tablet form, because you need to have the saliva in your mouth and the energy of that whole initial digestive process is in the saliva. And when you're not tasting, you know, and getting it all mixed with saliva before you swallow it, you're not stimulating digestive enzymes. And they have found, you know, when people do colonics, that there's tons of undigested pills, you know, that end up coming out in their stool. That's been very common, actually, because their whole digestive tract isn't working properly. So it's really a waste. And of course, there's lots of cheap vitamins out there, too, that aren't a help at all either. So what's great about, you know, Randy Lee's book, I'm going to mention again, and I would encourage people to get it. It's called The Mitochondriac Manifesto, How Nature Nurtures the Body and Technology Tortures It. And that's by, you know, Randy the Mito Man. And it's available from avatarproducts.com/books. And I encourage you to get it from Sophia. She's really good at promoting people. She says it's a tremendous new book resulting from a deep dive into the work of Dr. Jack Cruz, Doug Wallace, Gerald Pollack, Zach Bush, and others. And he spent years on the project adding new insights, many of which are his own. But he really did that deep dive, and it answers a lot of questions that have, you know, really perplexed Orthodox medicine today. And so this is a real healing know-how that is, you know, really important about understanding how this works, these wellness practices that he discusses. And you won't, you know, it's interesting. I had a gentleman on. Keith Cutter. Keith Cutter was on a few weeks ago, and I asked him what he's reading, and he said he's really deep into the Mitochondriac Manifesto. So I was glad to hear that. So I'm gonna, you know, there's a couple other things here that I just wanted to mention that's in here. You know what people need to understand. We all talk about detox. Well, the whole detoxification system in our bodies are controlled by the redox potential. This is the reduction, oxidation. It's that whole balance of signaling that goes on. So if it's not signaling, the redox is not going on. You have to get that going on really prior to effectively detoxing. And he talks about that. And there's other things he's discusses too in the book. I'm trying to flip through a couple places that I thought were just fascinating. Basically how not only are we so disconnected from nature, but you know, modern living, of course, I mentioned it steals electrons, but he talks about these different halotypes and why in our country, you know, which is not native to African Americans, and where the weather gets cold and they're eating a lot more fats than they ever did in their native environment in Africa, where they were exposing their skin to sunlight you know, all the waking hours of the day, and where it's much hotter temperature, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, they find that these different genetic types or haliotypes, they thrive on different types of diet and exposure to sunlight. It's like adjusted for their biology. So when you're living outside of something that's native to your genetics, things get really screwed up, you know, and it needs to be, you know, put back into perspective. You're not going to get that when you're living in your native country. And they said, you know, this is where he has it. Yeah, I found it. Ancestral groups are programmed to eat according to the light, temperature, and altitude also of their environment. So, I mean, you think of the people way up in Nepal, for instance. I mean, that's a huge, very high in elevation area. I mean, very high up there. But yeah, he discusses so much in here. But I thought this was very interesting. So when it comes to glyphosate, you know, that's in Roundup, that's considered now one of the world's most prevalent toxins. And it's not only in Roundup, but also used as a desiccant to dry out crops right before harvesting. So, you know, if it's not organic or you can, you know where it was actually farmed, it's been sprayed with glyphosate to dry it out and for ease of harvesting, as well as to, you know, kill the weeds and just focus on the grains. It's usually with grains, even sunflower seeds and beans too. So it's now in our rain and the air we breathe, and its deadly effect on plants and bacteria consists of shutting down their shikimate pathway. I never know how to say that, but that's a biological process by which plants keep themselves healthy and create crucial amino acids that are passed on to us when we eat the plants. But we can't and we don't manufacture these amino acids ourselves, which are, you know, tyrosine, tryptophan, and phenylalanine, and many, you know, many other amino acids. I mean, we have to get that from our food sources. So, this is why we have to eat certain things to, you know, get those amino acids from our food. And so these particular ones, tyrosine, tryptophan, and phenylalanine, have a benzene ring that traps light particles, particularly ultraviolet and infrared, IR. So without those amino acids coming from plants, that there goes a lot of our own light harvest. And this is so important as an integral part of stimulation activation process. Nature designed sunlight to give you equal parts of blue and red, because red light is nature's antidote to the stimulating effects of blue, and infrared light forms an E-zone or structured crystalline water, which holds electrical charge and healing capacity. Red light also spins ATPase, an enzyme that releases electrons from ATP faster, thus making more ATP. And infrared light warms the body as heat, which enhances blood flow and oxygenation. So I could go on and on, but get the book. You won't be disappointed.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Seem to run out of time. Maybe I'm a little too long-winded. But anyway, I'm going to be having my guest on right after this next commercial break, so I'll try to be real quick. I did want to mention there is a reason why the Itera Care device is helping so many people. But, you know, I do find that people's pipes are plugged up. You know, what happens is if you've never done any kind of cleansing at all and you haven't spent a lot of time out of nature having everything working right, it will stimulate, a huge, detox of parasites. And I'm not sure if I mentioned this, but my friend, she was having all this abdominal stuff. And she's much younger than me, nearly half my age anyway. And she said that she had some hernias when she was pregnant. So I said, take this device home and use it for a few weeks. I got it back from her. But what it did is it loosened up, it killed all the parasites, loosened up this crud, like all the pizza and all the other garbage she ate in her childhood and on. And it was like this just pasty cement-like sludge, and then all the bile, and that's what came out. She went to a colon therapist because she wasn't pooping at all, and the colon therapist said, you need to get an enema bag or something, but couldn't believe all the stuff that came out of her, which wasn't caused by anything but the Itera Care device. So that's why I'm suggesting Holy Tea, or I recommend that everyone over 50 have a Colima board. You can look under do a search on C-O-L-E-M-A. It's like a cross between a colonic and an enema, And I tell people, I've saved a lot of lives just with this one tool. And I didn't have her come over. I was busy doing other stuff. She finally just did that. But that's why the Holy Tea is helpful. You want to make sure your pipes are cleaned out. Your most 90% of all disease is coming from the bowels. And the Holy Tea is very effective at just keeping all the toxins leaving your body instead of being stored in your body. So that's very important, as well as, you know, maybe even owning a juicer. That's an amazing thing too. But, you know, I just do find the iTeraCare one an amazing tool. So if you haven't gotten one, I would encourage you to contact me, because it's worth its weight in gold to me. The fact that it's doing everything that our cells need, you know, structuring the water. That's how, you know, the cells are uptaking, you know, healthy water, et cetera. So, you know, I do get a lot of information from Q the Storm Rider, and I want everyone to be encouraged by what's going on, even though it looks a little scary out there. It's definitely, there's a lot of stuff going on. So he's talking about, just yesterday he posted that it was a big deal, the Las Vegas shooting massacre. That was October 1st, 2017. And how the real story of the false flag event staged by Deep State, CIA, FBI, Mossad was to kill Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince and prime minister of Saudi Arabia. But our U.S. military intelligence connected to Trump saved his life and stopped the deep state from taking over Saudi Arabia and their trillions in resources. And weeks after the massacre, bin Salman came to Trump and pledged his allegiance and joined the alliance. Soon after, bin Salman arrested his own family, who were part of the deep state connected to the Cabals, the Clintons, Davos, etc. He purged his country of the infiltrators and imprisoned hundreds of government officials who were part of the deep state plan. And later on, he invited Trump to his country, and they held a sacred celebration. And Trump was the first white man and foreigner to ever hold the sacred sword of the family power of the Saudi royal family. So this honor was to let all Muslim nations know that Saudi Arabia was loyal to Trump until death, a blood oath of faith and honor. So that's just some backdrop. A few weeks ago, Biden went to bin Salman to ask for more oil. The prince had denied invitations to the White House several times to meet Biden, so Biden came to him to ask for oil. The crown prince agreed to Biden to give him 500,000 more barrels per day. But after 2 weeks, the Saudis cut off Biden and reduced the oil that they were giving to him by 2 million barrels a day. This deliberate backstab by bin Salman was directly connected to his knowing that Biden knew about the attempted murder on his life in Las Vegas in 2017, and Obama, CIA, et cetera, greenlit bin Salman for death. Biden was very much in there, very involved. So as bin Salman joins forces with Russia and China and gets ready to enter the BRICS system, well, anyway, it goes into what's going to go on. I'll finish that thought, but we're going to have Rebecca on in a minute.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Wisely, and I got my guests waiting in the wings. I just wanted to finish this. It's really important because there's major good news going on, and I don't want to, you know, end like, you know, the Cue the Storm writer. He's so awesome. I mean, he really has good intel. He said, so we're talking about the Bin Salman thing, and by the way, Bin Salman is also, he has trillions. Saudi Arabia is very wealthy from oil, right? That is, he contributed to Elon Musk's buying a Twitter. So that's just another connection. He says, as Bin Salman joins forces with Russia and China and gets ready to enter the BRICS system, the CIA, Biden's deep state, have now put into operations to overthrow the Arabian prince loyal to Trump and start a military coup in Saudi Arabia. Several counter-coup operations are in place in Saudi Arabia as deep state gets ready to make their moves. But you can bet Trump, Putin, Xi are smiling somewhere as their plan unfolds and the deep state is running out of oil and resources and money worldwide. Pain, 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 he says. So behind the scenes, Bin Salman owns over $1 trillion in social media through several subsidiary companies and hundreds of investors that he controls. So, he's totally working with Elon Musk. He mentions that. German military white hats have blocked the weapons delivery promised by the German government to Ukraine. And the current collapse in German gas, oil economy, and massive inflation is connected to their infrastructure and gross domestic earnings that's in dire shambles. So for the second time in a few years, Germany has not paid their NATO fees and rejected the contracts by NATO and their conglomerates, subsidiary bankings and holdings. The promises of weapons to Ukraine and rejection of payment to NATO has the deep state operations in the EU, NATO, and the UN in panic as tensions rise in Europe. So this is a deliberate succeeding from NATO's plan by German white hats, military and white hats inside the government. And it's coming to a boiling point as the heads of state gather in secret to plot a new plan to bring in another coup. But sources reveal the coup has no significant gainings and had already failed before it started. So the wires are really behind the scenes. Wires are hot. Germany is already in discussion with Russia and made a secret alliance. This is the reason the Germans have stopped production of military weapons and delivery to Ukraine and stopped payments to NATO. So, I mean, it goes on and on. I would be happy to send you some of this stuff, but I really want to talk to my guest. She is, you know, a little walking encyclopedia, I call her. My guest is Rebecca Campbell. And I want her to be my guest due to her in-depth knowledge of what I would call the positive timeline going on. You know, I've told you about our worldwide mass meditation. She's involved in all that too. It's very important that we have less pain for the people as we go through this huge planetary liberation from these dark forces. So, and it's been going on for many years. So this is a huge, momentous time that we're living in. And that's why we're all about, you know, moving things along. She knows a lot about the current events behind the scenes, the validity of Q and the Q drops. She does really astute commentary on the Benjamin Fulford reports. And she knows all about the smart grid. She has a wealth of knowledges on legal processes that actually work. Such as notices of liability. She has developed for both vaccines and injections of all kind, any medical thing that's forced on you, as well as smart meters and that type of thing. So welcome so much to the show, and I so appreciate your willingness to freely share all your intense research with others. Thank you, Rebecca.
You're welcome. I'm very glad to be here. So, Ingrid, with your introduction, to try to, like, you know, reflect and segue adeptly, you know, with what you just said, similar to what I did was when I was on your show in January of 2020. Do you think I should start out with some bullet points, like you asked
yeah,
me to?
Yeah, I have a hard time.
All the things that showed the inauguration was fake. And then you talked about the positive timeline. If you want me to bullet point some things from the positive news that I just have put together for Halloween Monday, I'll bullet point some things and just quickly read the headlines. Do you want me to do that, and then we'll discuss it?
Oh yeah, whatever you want to do. I mean, it's really I'm pretty much handing the mic over to you because you have a wealth of knowledge and a lot of people on this network realize that they're. There's a lot more to the whole Biden inauguration than meets the eye, for sure. And then that we have you know, Derek Johnson, you know, coming out and going into a lot of detail too.
Right. So there are more people blessedly dealing with the legal process, and I can name about four or five of them. And apparently, they're former military and all that. But I believe that the NL, the long form NL, that. A certain organization that I was working with for quite a while, but no more, and Ingrid knows what that is. And the guy that heads that, we were working parallel, but we separately, seemingly, I think it's one mind, but separately, unknowingly developed it pretty much at the same time. So he developed, I will have to say, a better form because it's got an included contract. But let's talk about that. But first, people need to know the magnitude of the positivity that's happening. I can't even contain these reports anymore because in a newsletter you can only do about 25, and I've got a good deal with my IP provider where you could do more than any of the others and not have to pay. And let me just go through some of the headlines here, and you're going to see what I'm talking about.
Sure.
Oh, I clicked on the wrong thing. I'm sorry. I have a lot of these things entered in my draft because I haven't published it yet. Let's see. Here we go. All right. The first section, and Ingrid and anybody else who's on my e-list knows that I start out with signs in the heaven and the earth. And this deals with a lot of the unexplained things that are happening as the answer to the or manifestation of the prophecies finally in the last days of this age, which is what's happening right now, and the war in the heavens and the earth. So, but it comes from a positive direction, as you will see. And and for the record, I don't have all these insider sources that, you know, all these people like Fulford have, supposedly. And in a way, when I read Fulford and I have to edit him and have to comment on him, I'm glad I don't, because a lot of these sources, I don't think are that, I mean, I can show that they're not that accurate, and Ingrid's seen me do it. And I'd rather go with my own intuition and major stories that where you read between the lines and get the forensic evidence, and then you can see if you can back it up just by getting on the honest listservs, of which I can tell you which ones they are. They're not Google, that's for sure. And then you can find out for yourself. But let me show you the patterns, and I can also see patterns. So just listen to this, and I'll quickly do it, and then we can talk about any one of these. But a lot of it deals with law and something that is happening that, and it sort of makes interesting about the NL, and I'm calling it the NL to avoid the AI, but NL process. It was done because the courts were not functioning about 8-9 years ago when we started developing it, and we were trying to find a workaround around the courts. The interesting thing now, since Trump was, about the time Trump was elected, it's not just totally due to Trump, but the white hats have been more active, and the court, and this is seen in courts that are now functioning and standing up for the people and doing what they're supposed to do. So I'm going to read some of these cases, and they're in the courts. They're not the NL, they're in the courts. So let me just read the bullet point these.
Okay.
And this is the war in the signs of the heaven and the earth. That's the first section. Okay. Magnificent photo of the iconic Pillars of Creation nebula cluster shows the lens upgrade of Webb versus Hubble telescopes. And I have the references here, but I'm trying to, I can prove all this. I've got the references of the different publications, but I'm trying to do this quickly. And if anybody asks about it, I'll tell them where I got it. Okay. NASA's big UFO study has officially begun with an A-team of academic-slash-corporate scientists, October 25th, 2022. Spectacular fireball, possible U.S. Space Force deep state spacecraft shootdown seen over 4 U.S. western states, October 27th, 2022. And my comment on this is, in the first video of many to be seen here, it's because it's a compilation of about 6 videos, so it was obviously seen by thousands and thousands of people. In the first video of the many to be seen here of this event, the first video captured in the thumbnail below shows 2 possible small UFOs hovering in the area that may have had something to do with this highly visible event. MedBeds update, expected by mid-January 2023, maybe sooner, October 18th. Humanity stand at Devil's Mountain, Ukraine. Putin and the White Hats game plan. That's from October 28th. The most important things for America right now, triple intel drops, October 27th, 2022. And Ingrid probably just covered some of the things that were in these triple intel drops that were on Rumor Mill News, and I thought it was excellent, you know, and very expansive. And
I did not. I actually did not.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'm trying to go through the headlines, but I'm just letting you know they're trying to put certain things out right now, and they're redundant because they want to make sure as many people hear them as possible. Now, this is very interesting. With all the stuff going on, the warmongering and so forth going on with the negative faction of the U.S. government, the faux Biden administration, I call it, Pentagon, this is a very interesting story, and pay attention to this because it goes contrary to their narrative, and some of their people are in on it, seemingly. Pentagon, U.S. suddenly to scrap sea-launched nuclear missile program during tense time of nuclear war threat. This was in the Epoch Times, October 28, 2022, yesterday. And so my comment is, there would seem to confirm that this would seem to confirm that there are indeed 2 factions right now in the Pentagon, and one is the Earth Alliance, REC. Okay, now, this, and I checked this out, and there are some references to it, but anything with the financial system like it's dicey to try to find out anything about it because they're trying to put it, keep it in place as much as possible in a negative way, and there's constant interference. But I'm getting certainly there's circumstantial evidence that this just happened. Report, and the person who was doing it does have credibility. Okay, reports. U.S. dollar has been backed with gold. Economic collapse averted. U.S. and Australian debt paid off. Another form of Nasara. October 23rd, 2022. American farm claims, which are what originally created Nasara Jassara in the 80s, are back in the news. Just as farmlands are being taken in Europe and elsewhere, U.S. Department of Agriculture suddenly beginning to pay off $850 million, that's nearly $1 trillion, owed to American farmers for the past 30 years. Another silent sign of Nasara. October 19th, 2022. And then the next section is called When We Together Stand Up for Right, the Forces of Right Stand Up for Us. 19 U.S. State Attorneys General investigating major banks' membership in Agenda 21/30 related UN Carbon Reduction Alliance. And that's October 19th. Single greatest wealth loss in history. $100 billion Zuckbucks vaporized as CIA-founded/funded Beta Tracebook, as I call it, bombs. Zero Hedge, October 27th, 2022. The biggest loss in history. Facebook and Meta are the ones who lost it, and that's positive. Washington yeah. State finds metal, quote, Tracebook, Meta Tracebook, $25 million over skirting campaign finance sunshine laws, October 27th, 2022. And that's extraordinary because Washington State is a blue state where they back usually, supposedly, everything that people like Bozo, who's in the next headline, that's Bezos, I call him Bozo, Bozo and Zuck are doing. And yet they filed suit against it over campaign. So there's obviously white hats in the Washington state government, which I didn't see that many of, but they've got to be there. Okay, the next one does deal with Bozo. Amazon implodes more than 20% after missing on revenues, disappointing Amazon Web Services. Catastrophic. Zero Hedge, October 27th, same day as the problem with Meta. Court orders Israeli authorities to provide vaccination status of people who died during pandemic. That's Children's Health, Robert F. Kennedy and his group, October 26, 2022. That's huge. They're the first government
that
demanded...
Posted, by the way, Republic Broadcasting Network posted that, and it is...
Good story.
Just
that's huge. Another huge thing. Alberta Premier, Alberta, Canada, province of Alberta Premier, the new woman that was elected, honest woman named Danielle Smith, Alberta Premier apologizes to unvaccinated citizens, considers dropping all lockdown prosecutions, the first government official in the world to do it. Rebel News, October 22, 2022. That's incredible. October Provincial Police Chief clears Canadian Health Freedom Convoy of treason. Twitter, October 19th. 20 U.S. states have banned COVID vax mandates for school children. More governors joining in to reject the mandate. October 23rd. New York City ordered by court to reinstate with full back pay all city workers fired over COVID vaccine mandates. October 25th. ICANN, that's Kennedy and Del Bigtree's group. ICANN lawyers prepare to sue any state that requires COVID-19 vaccination to attend school. The Epoch Times via Zero Hedge, October 23rd, 2022. Pfizer to raise COVID vaccine prices by as much as 400% as demand for the booster plummets.
Okay, well, let
That's
me pause
huge.
You for a second. It is huge.
Yeah.
It's like no one's going to want to get these deadly shots, and they know that their time's up. I mean, Andrew Birla, you know, skirted court. I mean, they know they're all in trouble. So,
and my last one,
I
detailed all that stuff that was going on in Europe. That's the beginning of the end. This is going down.
Okay, yeah, I know.
All right.
Nasara, nobody knows. You have to define what Jassara and Nasara are.
Okay, but please let me finish, and then I'll go back to that. CDC's child vaccine move puts globalist U.S. candidates on the hot seat. Parents in open revolt. So So the CDC putting it on the vaccine schedule for the schools is going to cause the collapse of the public educational system as it currently exists. People are going to homeschooling in droves. Elon Musk officially owns Twitter, immediately fires CEO Parag Agrawal, CFO and legal head Vijaya Gadde. That was on October 27th. And today, I'll just add to that, if nobody had saw this yet, Musk was on Joe Rogan podcast, and Vijaya, or whatever her name was, you know, the censorship head for Twitter, was on too. I guess they were discussing what had happened with the censorship, and Musk fired her on camera.
Wow.
That's the biggest podcast in the world, and he fired her on camera to make a point that censorship and denial of free speech to the American people and any other people of the world is not going to be tolerated anymore. And I thought he did it very well. It was kind of brutal, but it needed to happen.
Yep.
New owner Elon Musk to do away with permanent bans on Twitter users, according to report, October 28, 2022. Big tech billionaire slash health advocate, you're going to love this if you didn't hear about it, Dick Ingrid. Big tech billionaire slash health truth activist Steve Kirsch has commissioned this billboard to be posted right outside U.S. CDC headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia. That was on his Substack blog, October 28, 2022. Target, and then his note here is, target deployment date, 11/15/22. If there are any critical thinkers left at the CDC, this finally may get noticed. And it says it's a black, very stark black bulletin board, and it's got Vaccine Safety Research Foundation, which is his group, and the eye in it is a hypodermic needle sticking up. Okay, and then what's on it? The actual statement is stark white with a hand ready to engage a hypodermic needle with a vaccine. The death safety signal in Vayers was triggered long ago. Why didn't anyone at the CDC notice?
Right.
And then the last one was the Hobby Lobby. This guy who owns the Hobby Lobby is putting his company in a trust. Says he chose God as the true owner of my business. Gateway Pundit, October 27th, 2022. So that is the positive news.
Yeah.
So you're seeing, and I'll go back to Nassar in a second, but I'm just saying, all this stuff is right in the headlines if you know where to look, and it's not on a lot of the mainstream news, but there's an incredible positive things happening.
I agree.
All right. So,
yeah, so
going back to Nassar and Jassara. Okay, so I tried to get something in there without spending an hour on it, but if you want me to spend some time on it, I will. Back in the 80s, they were trying the same crap that they're trying with the farmers in Europe, where they're going to confiscate their land, except in Europe, where they're used to being, I think, more into being sort of a bit more obedient than we are in the U.S., and they don't have the constitutional guarantees and setups that we have. It's more likely that the Dutch farmers' land would be taken than ours. In our country, what they have to do is go through the banking cartel under the guise of banking law, which is all statutory law and fake, and we don't have an hour to explain that. I think people in the audience, at least some of them, understand this. It's not common law on the land. It's fake. All right, so they use the statutory law through the banking cartel with the fake mortgages, and they're all fake, and we don't have time to get into all this, but they do, in the color of law, using the mortgages, they were during the period of the early 80s, the first 3 years, I think, there were food shortages and all similar crap that they had manipulated, and so the farmers were starting to lose their farms. And so they figured it out that the farmers got together in a populist way like they did in the late 19th century, and they figured out that this was a scam, and they asked lawyers and other advocates to join them, and it took them about 10 years, but by 1990, they had a class action suit that they did pursue in the early 90s, which is about 10 years later, and they got major lawyers involved, and they won the case in front of the Supreme Court of the United States. And that was that there would be debt amnesty throughout America, and that the farmers certainly would get redress. All right, but it was put under gag order, so nobody heard about it. However, Congress passed it under gag order, and Clinton was still the president. He was near the end of his term at that time. This was in 2000. He was supposed to sign Nassara, which means National Economic Reclamation and
Security.
Reconstruction Act.
Reconstruction
Act. And Clinton wouldn't sign it.
Yeah.
And so a number of Navy SEALs were dispatched to the White House They basically put a gun to Clinton's head and said, Congress passed it, and you were obligated by the president, as the president of the United States, to sign this. So Clinton did under duress, but in this case, I think it was very positively used, and it was about ready to happen. But keep in mind, this was just, and then he drug his feet, and there were some other, you know, interferences that were like deep state type things, and it got delayed until later in 2001 when it was supposed to happen. And it was supposed to happen. I think you're going to get where I'm going with this. It was supposed to happen on September 11th, 2001. So we don't have to go into what happened, and that's one of the 20 reasons why they did 9/11, because they wanted to block Nasara, create huge roadblocks, take over things, and have the excuse under emergency law, which is what they've used since the time of the Civil War, to keep control of America. So that's what it is. And then it was extended later by Kennedy and some of the other, you know, white hats, Robert John F. Kennedy, who was secretly working with other nations, similar to what Trump was doing, and he was about ready to release it when he was assassinated. So all this, and that was going to be called JSR because it's global. It's not just national. So you've got two things here, but they're related. One is in America, and then by extension from what Kennedy and these people that were on the Q team, this is where it intersects with Q, because many of these people were working on the Q in its earlier stages, Q project. So anyway, that's what it is, and they're doing everything they can to delay it, but it's about ready to happen. And it will free the entire planet, because all of us will get the money from our trusts that we've been owed for many, many years. So that's what it is. And some of this is circumstantial evidence that it is happening. But you're not going to read it in the Financial Times. You're not going to read it in the mainstream newspapers, because they're controlled by the dark hats in the banking cartel.
Right, so, exactly.
That's that. So we can go in any other direction, but I think we go in a positive direction at this point, because I think I'm showing that there's a lot of positive things happening.
Right. I mean, they can't suppress it forever, you know, especially as the energy shifts. And I really think, you know, that things are going to start clicking along pretty rapidly at this point. You know, because
The fact that we've got some people like the guy, and I'm forgetting his name at the moment, who bought CNN.
Okay, hold on. We have a commercial break. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Immunize Wisely with my guest, Rebecca Campbell.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.